said that the best thing to do in the ghaibat of the Imam is intidar. Abdulul Amal, intidar al faraj. Just a few words regarding intidar. Waiting. You need to wait for his reappearance, to wait for our Imam. Intidar, how does intidar become real? The five elements of intidar, any intidar, you're waiting for anything, the five things that are necessary in order for intidar to become real. The first element of intidar is i'tiraz. First element of intidar is i'tiraz, to be unhappy with the situation you are in right now. If you do not have a complaint about the situation that you are living in right now, then you will not be waiting to change it. You won't be waiting for anything else. If you're happy, then why are you waiting for anything else? If you are satisfied with what's happening and what the situation is right now, then you will never wait for anything. The first element for waiting to actually occur is if you are unhappy with the situation that you're in. First thing. The second element of intidar is to have an idea of what you want. It doesn't have to be detailed. It's just an idea that this is what I want. If you don't have any idea of what you want, then you won't be waiting for it. You won't be waiting for it to happen. Any waiting. So this is the second element, is to have an idea of what you want. The third element of intidar is that when you have an idea of what you want, to believe in that idea. To have certainty that that's going to happen. If you don't have iman in that idea, then even though the idea exists, you still do not believe in it and you will not wait for it. Fourth thing, or the fourth element of intidar, is that once you start to believe in that thing that you want, the fourth element of intidar is to cry for it. To want it so much that you're crying for it. It should be so much into you that, you know what, I want this. And that wanting is so much that you're crying to get it. Then you'll wait for it to happen. And the fifth element of intidar is that when you're crying for something so much, then you'll do something about it.
SubhanAllah.
You'll do something about it. If you don't do something about it, that means you're not waiting for it. These are five elements of any intidar, anything you wait for in life. The meaning of intidar itself. Now when you look at it, and when the Imams have said to wait for the Imam, then it means that these five things need to be found in the believer for him to say that I am muntazir and I'm waiting for the Imam. Five things have to be found. One, you can never be happy with any system that you're living in, any situation you're living in. If you're happy with the system, then you will never wait for the Imam to come and change it. You'll never be happy with the Imam to come and change it. So you're not waiting for the Imam. So one, you're upset, you're unhappy with the situation you're living in. First element. Next element is that you have an idea of what you want. The idea is the hukumat, the government of the Imam. I want the Imam to be back. You have an idea, this is what I'm looking towards. You don't know it in detail, how it's going to be, how he's going to establish, you know, governors, how he's going to do that. You don't know in detail, but you have an idea, yes, I want this. At least have that idea. If you don't have that idea, then you won't be waiting for it to happen. So alhamdulillah, we have that idea. The third element is where you see that, where it starts to get sticky. And that is, that when you have the idea, do you believe that it's going to happen? Do you really believe in your heart that such a state and such a situation and such an environment can ever exist? If you don't have that yaqeen, if you don't have that belief and certainty that yes, it is going to happen, then it won't, then you won't do it. You won't be waiting for it. The idea is there, but you won't wait for it. You won't have that faith in it. Fourth element of intizar was what? That when you want it, when you know it, that this is going to happen, then it should lead you to cry for it. And all these du'as that have been mentioned about the Imams, what? That you are crying for it to happen. Because that yearning is so much in your heart that whenever you mention the Imam and you mention the fact that this is happening, you're crying for it. Allah, when is it going to happen? When is it going to happen? Fourth element. The fifth element is that when you're crying so much for something, then you'll do something about it. You're going to go forward and do something about it. This is the fifth element of intizar. And if you're not doing anything about it, then it means you're not waiting for the Imam. Really are not waiting for the Imam. This is the reason these five elements need to be found in intizar. If these five elements are found, then we are those people who are waiting for the Imam to come. Right? And hopefully this will help us to look at ourselves and see whether we are those people who are actually waiting for the Imam or not. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us one of those people and to help us to wait for the Imam and to be ready for him. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad.